Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Rania. Hi, everyone. What's up?
What's up? You just woke up, so
Literally.
let's address that. What's up, dude?
Should we not? Shall we not? Yeah, I just
Yeah,
woke up.
I mean, people
Five,
don't
four,
know
4:45.
exactly. It was like people don't know what time we're recording this. It's 5:35, and
Yeah.
our little genius just woke up.
Yep.
Allahi barik. Very
It makes
promising.
sense. What the fuck? 4:45. We should not do a podcast now at this time, but this is an exceptional time. That's not gonna happen ever again.
Okay. I mean, I'm like super sick. Al-barah deja we were gonna record and I canceled because I was sick, and today I'm even sicker. If that's I don't think
Damn,
it's a
girl.
word. But yeah, I feel
وش
terrible, but
صار
I was
لك؟
like, we have to do it. I don't know. Any شغل هذيك تاع راح المرض, you know? Any if the foreplay of getting sick.
Yeah.
And
That should be fine, but it's not مع المرض.
it's like just come and you know, hنيني, but I feel
Just come and
terrible.
هنيني. What the fuck is this? سبحان الله.
Anyway,
ربي
dude.
يجيب ساعة شفاء إن شاء الله. You gotta take some rest انت يا. You're
I
على
know,
كل
I
حال. You
know,
know
I
this
know.
better than me.
Yes, listen, I just have to address the elephant in the room, which is
Yeah.
we're gonna talk about the movie Arrival. I'm sure you guys already know this. If you didn't, if you haven't, go listen to it. We talked about a Black Mirror episode, Hated in the Nation. And we at the end, we said we're gonna talk about Arrival. And let me tell you, Sid, what the fuck did you make me watch? I hate you for it. What the hell was
Why?
that? Because
It's fascinating.
I have never felt more stupid in my life, because the whole time I was watching it, شغل ما نكذبش ما نكذبش قدام ربي وعباده ما فهمت والو. I was like, this is boring me. So I was like, I don't think Sid would make me watch something that would bore me. You know, I gave you the benefit of the doubt. So I was like, there must be something, there must be like something I'm missing.
Must be worth it at the end.
It must, and eventually it started coming together, and I was like, holy shit, who the fuck wrote this movie? Whoever did,
I
thank
know,
you.
right?
I saw these are the writers an interview, and
ومن بعد
wow.
وش صار لك من بعد وش صار لك what happened to your impression?
I was just shocked, to be honest. I've never seen a movie that's so it's so original. The whole thing was, and especially a take on Alien and our interaction with Alien. The movies came out at Independence Day and shit, and this is such a different take on it that's fascinating, to be honest. Wow.
Yeah. What do you like the most? What was fascinating the most?
The fact that those memories were not memories, they were not flashbacks, they were flash forwards. That was the like, holy shit. Holy shit.
Yeah. They were
And
not even flash forwards. They were just flashes because time was not linear, and I did not understand that
yes.
quite well. بصح
Yeah.
زعما everything is happening at the same time to the future, the past and the present.
Yeah.
فحصلي بيها زعما how you can
ما نكذبش عليك, I
understand
didn't
that.
ماشي زعما شفته وفهمت كلش. I had to watch and read about it باش فهمت, باش كيما يقولوا I connected the dots. I don't take credit for understanding it on my own, for sure. And I feel like Marashin did a very good job in this podcast, because I'm still like fascinated by it. وكيما قلت لي وما سمعتلكش, قلت لي you have to watch it twice, and I think I have to see it another time to really absorb it. But wow, what a movie. Amazing,
I know, right?
incredible.
And
Wow.
when I watched it again, when I rewatched it, I was like, I don't remember that it was this good when I watched it.
Yeah.
Like, I forgot how great it is as a movie and as ideas and the way it's been, it's the way it's made, everything, literally
Yeah.
everything about the movie.
Yeah.
صح خليني أسألك سؤال. انت
اوكي.
يا زعما in your opinion هكا رانيا بنكروفت الدين شخصيا في انستغرام حاضرة what do you think the odds are for aliens to exist?
You know what? I'm not really well informed about the aliens and stuff.
It's not info. Sure, no one knows. There is no.
Yeah, no one knows. But who are like really interested in this? And I'm really not. Sure, it's never been something these I'm a Jew to work in. However, I like to think it's more interesting to think about the yes kind life on other planets, and we're not alone. I think I entertain that idea, but. So it has never been a thought that I gave, you know, a lot of thought to. What about you? I think you have.
Yeah, and I believe in them 100%. It's not that I believe that they exist, but I want them to exist so bad to an extent where I. حقا خليني نقول لك حاجة شفتي ذاك the last report. Of the UFOs.
Yes, that no one cares about. Have you noticed? I don't think a lot of people paid enough attention.
No one cares about because. Yeah, true that. It went without, for people who don't know what I'm talking about, so, the US government released footage for UFOs. UFOs is undefined flying object.
Flying or foreign?
Yeah.
Flying object.
It's
unidentified flying or foreign object. It's
exactly, yeah.
Probably
and
flying.
And I think that the reason why مكنش كاين سمير بزاف وكذا لأنه everyone knew زعما people who are interested they knew بلي they exist but it wasn't like official.
Yes.
Like واسمه Bob Lazar was invited to Joe Rogan's podcast. He has a Netflix documentary and he worked there. He worked in Area 41. Which is just there somewhere where the shit goes down. That's insane, though. That's insane. So the idea behind this aircraft or whatever, a flying object, is that it's like you have never seen something like that before. It's not that it's more upgraded. It's not that. It's it breaks all the things we know about physics and the flying and speed and whatever thing else.
Yes.
It just disappears from one place to one place, breaks gravity, and no one knows what that is. That's a real story. That's not a theory of Sumoha.
Of what?
Conspiracy theory. That's a real story.
Yes.
Story happening.
For the longest time, it was just like a conspiracy theory. I think now people are paying more attention to it, especially like the U.S. government, مشيغة the U.S. government, but especially the U.S. government, شحال money is spent on exploring this and trying to, you know, to understand وش كاين on other planets. It's I think it's fascinating. And I think حنا في الجزائر clearly عندنا شكون مازلنا بزاف بعاد على التخمام هكا. I think people have we're still behind to think about you know foreign flying objects or alien life. شكون حنا حياتنا on planet مازالها pure shit. And so we don't spend enough time
progress.
Thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know, I watched بعت لك ميساج واش كتبت لك قول لهم واش كتبت لك.
You hate the movie.
كتبت له I hate this movie because البارح
I was sleeping شفتو هكا I ignored the message big time. I was like this dumb ass.
Oh my god.
Failed to understand the movie.
Yeah, I was like شفت نصو and that's when I was like I fucking hate this movie. And then كملته.
But why?
Because ما فهمتوش, that's why I don't like when I don't understand things and
okay.
I just didn't get it on bad كملتو and I was like holy shit what the hell and وانت على بالي بلي كنت راقد and I was like مانيش حابه ندير بودكاست على هذا الفيلم I have nothing to say I don't get it and clearly when I finished it I changed my mind so for people if you watch it or not I think we should give you the plot of the movie. So there was, I don't know if you should call it an invasion, foreign extraterrestrial creatures يفيزيتيو الأرض. ماشي في بلاصة واحدة, because they make alien movies يفيزيتيو غير الأمريكان.
In this New York يا هابطو, I want to meet Obama.
ويهضرب لونجلي, like it's insane.
يهضرب لونجلي, yeah.
Yes, and Will Smith saves the day. But
that's a good part of the story of any story. If Will Smith saves, it's gonna be a kick ass scene. I'm sold for that.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't deny the fact that Will Smith could save the planet. I mean, he's just so cool. I think he could do it, but not in this movie. So what happens is 12 UFOs visit the planet في مناطق مختلفة. So كاين واحد في أمريكا, واحد في China, واحد في أستراليا, واحد في السودان, in واحد في باكستان, in several places. And yeah, pretty much that's what happens. بصح الفيلم يوري لك just the American side for the most part. You worry like the US military trying to communicate مع الcreatures اللي راهم داخل هاد UFO. And so obviously how to communicate, ما there isn't a language because ما جاوش يهضروا بالانجلي unfortunately. So يروحوا يجيبوا واحد linguist, عالمة لسانيات, I think that's what you call it in Arabic. يجيبوها, her name is Dr. Banks, to communicate مع هاد المخلوقات الفضائية. And the casting is impeccable. Amy Adams is بزاف بزاف هاي العاد الأكترز. رامي شتلافي ماشي شباب, to be honest. She's super talented. شكون تاني؟ كاين Forest Whitaker.
أنا ما نعرفهمش.
The black guy. Come on, Forest Whitaker. I think his name is Forest Whitaker or something like that. He's the lazy eye guy. He's the black guy with the lazy
eye. The colonel.
Yes, because kind of like three black actors that people always get confused, like Morgan Freeman, Forest Whitaker, and Lohar Hadak, Samuel L. Jackson. I think people always confuse them. But yeah, he's also amazing. She's really the star of the show, Amy Adams. And yes, and the movie is also based on this theory, a linguist theory called, I wrote it down, it's Sapir-Whorf. The Sapir-Whorf hypothesis. Can you tell them what the hypothesis said?
It says, هذه ماشي غير مع الالينز, اما هذه بصفة عامة مع languages.
Yes,
يقول
yes.
لك the language. Exactly, yeah. يقول لك the language that you use affects how your brain is wired. بعبارة أخرى, the way you think, the way you perceive things, the way you understand things, the way you analyze things, it's all based on the language you are using. And if you change the language, you are changing how you are doing that, which literally mean you are changing who you are fundamentally. ما تقولي زعما اسبانيوليه بورتغاليه زعما يتشابهوا, مش مشكل, بصح زعما there are some fundamental differences between مش عارف Arabic and French. ديجا تكتبها من الادروات لاغوس لاغوس لادروات, وين تحط الفاعل مفعول به, the words, what they mean. It's very 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 interesting if you speak Chinese. أباك تخيلي معايا هذه برك إن بين قوسين حكينا على language. Imagine أنتي in your language with your people, ما عندكمش مصطلح تاع الثورة مثلا. You don't have a word for الثورة. You don't a revolution. You don't have a word for it. How the fuck are you gonna do such a thing if you don't like something, for example? It's fascinating. You don't absorb it. If someone explains it to you, like, what is this?
Yeah.
And this is an example of how many other words any language lacks.
صح.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. بون باش نفهموا النظرية هذه بالعربية, تقول لك اللغة اللي تهدرها هي اللغة اللي تخمم بها, which means كي تهدر لغة a foreign language, لغة أجنبية, تخمام ديالك or the way your brain is wired, معناتها ترتيب مخك or like الغيكلاش تاع مخك راح يتبدل completely. And you can notice this بزاف فينا حنايا because we are bilingual, نهضروا الدرجة, نهضروا قبيلية, عربية, فرونسي, أونجلي. And when you switch through languages, كاين عباد يقولوا لي كي تهدري عربية وكي تهدري الأونجلي, إذا مش عربية كي تهدري الدرجة وتهدري الأونجلي, تتبدلي, you're a different person. And I think that's normal because it's a different language, and so everything about you is different. And we like to think, "Bli no, ma tahmnash hadi, it's just lugha," but it really, really does affect you. وكما قلت, كي تكون لغة, I guess to a certain extent, محدودة, كيما الدرجة ديالنا بزاف 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 محدودة, شغل لازم تدعمها لازم تدعمها بلغة واحدة أخرى, لازم يكونوا كلمات بالفرنسي, لازم يكونوا بالانجلي, sinon you cannot, تقدرش تعبر مليح, ما تقدرش تقول at least عفسة of importance. نقدروا نهضروا بالدرجة في الطياب, في النميمة, في حيساكا, بس ما تقدرش تهضر غير بالدرجة في أفكار مهمة, في أفكار of substance. And that really proves, maybe why the Algerian mind عامة is limited. وديجا كي تشوف لي زاجيريان يهضروا بالك
فهذيك كيف هذه الالجيريان مايند ليميتد، انا هذه ما تدخليش في راسي ومره اللي فاتت عرجنا عليها. How is it limited? How is the Algerian mind limited?
Well, if we relate...
ما عمرتلكش عينك أنا؟
No, ناس بس حندا ما تهدش غدال جاين هذا لك...
لا لا مشي أنا لا مانيش على روحي I know.
لا لا نهضر على زعما واحد يهضر غير دارجة because to a lot of Algerians مام اللغة العربية ما يهضروها شبيان بلك I guess his understanding of العربية بلك عفايس في القرآن ولا عفايس هكا بصح it's limited most Algerians ما يهضروش عربية
gotcha. بيان so as if you are arguing for if someone يهضر غير الدارجة الجزائرية basics زعما الدارجة باش يعيش حياة اليومية
yes.
and they don't speak Arabic ولا على الأقل ما عندهمش هكا a proper understanding of yes. proper usage of Arabic ولا French ولا English ولا any other language
yes.
they would be limited in their thinking
of course حيكون بزاف محدود ديجا حتى في القراءات ديالو let's say even ما نروحوش غير الدارجة زعما واحد يهضر غير اللغة العربية وما يهضرش فرنسي ولا انجلي ولا واحد يهضر غير عربية وفرنسي وما يهضرش انجلي his access to information راح يكون بزاف محدود هادي ask anyone زعما يجوز ماستر ولا دكتوراه حيقول لك لازم واحد يكون يهضر انجلي because that would really expand his access to information because بالانجلي كاين a much a bigger amount of information and so had nadaria sah tithbit billi really the language you speak has a huge effect on how you think and because hna darja dialna ma fihash bzaf mustalahat ma maqdesh tehdarha ghir hiya it really affects I think the Algerian mind w hada w alash lazem nas yitalmu lughat akthar it's an obligation I think
yeah no I can see abak mishi bark I don't think the access to information is related, though it is. Obviously, if you don't speak English, you don't have access to a lot of information. But the fact that زعما درجة مثلاً ما عندكش بزاف مصطلحات سواء علمية سواء فلسفية سواء بس كزعما كاين هاد الكلمات اللي مثلاً intuition. زعما if you speak English ومع الوقت عرفت وش معناتها intuition. شغل وكأنه في راسك راك فتحت واحد الباب. الواحد المصطلح اسمه intuition اللي عنده علاقة مع مصطلحات أخرى اللي هو concept it describes something real like فاهم شي زعما قال it's just a word تما the person who doesn't speak English who doesn't speak a language we gain intuition they would not know what that concept is they wouldn't have access to what the concept is which automatically means they would have a lack of I don't know cognitive ability بصح lack of something is missing
yeah.
in the way they think in comparison to well other people
yeah
وفي الموفي in the movie what happens is the whole dilemma المشكله الاكبر اللي صرا كي يجوك aliens زعما what would make sense for me زعما الاشكاليه اللي حتصرا لنا كي يجو aliens هو انه how are we gonna communicate with them because yes. automatically if they are the ones who came here it means they are that they are way more developed than us and way advanced technologically ودور وكل شيء it's obviously they would have a better language or a more a language that makes more sense a more advanced one it's that was the entire movie yes. how are we gonna communicate with them and learn their language them learning our language whatever it is that should be done can yeah. can linguist and the scientist can mm-hmm. a scientist
mm-hmm.
who was very interesting what happened at the end should I say what happened at the end I think
of course
what happens at the end is a lot of things happened but one of them is when we were able to kind of decode their language and understand it we realized that they don't speak linearly ماشي قال زعما نبدا هاي البدايه وهاي النهايه
let's
fascinating
yeah let's explain to people هادي the concept of linear so in the movie and the language equals time and so حنا في humans عندنا everything is linear from time to language عندنا time past the present and the future the past عشنا the present انا نعيشو and the future راهم جهول عندنا and اللغه ديالنا is exactly the same عندك الكلمه عندها بدايه ونهايه عندك فاعل مفعول به فعل مفعول به So everything to us عنده بداية وعنده نهاية. هادو الالينز to them time and language, since here time equals language, ما عندهمش this linear concept. Everything to them is non-linear, and that's why اللغة ديالهم or كيفاش كان يسي communicates مع الhuman كان يهضر in circles. Everything can دور. And so proving that language to them is just like time. It's non-linear. ما عندهش بداية وما عندهش نهاية.
ما يبعث لك the wire, يبعث لك circle فيه all the needed information to communicate an idea completely.
Yes.
مشي كلمة. مشي كلمة يساوي circle. Circle equals a whole idea that they want to communicate instantly.
Crazy.
زي ما أنا بيش نكسبليك لك رانيا قال مانيش عارف نحكي لك what I'm up to. I would take, I don't know, 3 minutes, جملة مورا جملة مورا جملة مورا جملة. بصح, in their case, it's just because it's not that time equals language, but مشي زعما مامش في نفس المستوى. And I think the reason why they communicate non-linearly is because their time is non-linear. شغل احنا, we are, they spoke about it in the movie, we are so much bound with time to an extent where we are very, very, very limited. زعما, and I can tell you now, I can't tell you غدوة ولا لول بارح ولا it's even how I perceive things now مثلا in this podcast I'm perceiving it right now right here I cannot perceive this podcast لول بارح you know what I mean it's very it's beyond our thinking زعما I don't think we are able to even كيفي قولو absorb مش absorb it ولا understand ولا comprehend it بصح it makes sense باسك حتى اينشتاين زعما هذه ربما كاينش فيزيسيا يكسبليكي لنا spoke more than once how time is an illusion how it's a construct that we created in some sense to make sense of the world it's about when an alien communicates they are communicating the entire idea regardless of space and time
it's crazy to think about Isn't it?
Yeah.
God. and the thing I'm so fascinated. I'm seriously like a little kid. This is so exciting for me. Yes, the reason هدول الالينز عما جاوا للأرض is كانت هدرة I don't know like شافي على a weapon or a tool. هما they communicated something اللي فهموه قدر يكون a weapon or a tool and كيف فهموه as a weapon of course everybody freaked out حسبت لهم جو يقتلوا humans but in fact هي اسمها دكتور بانكس لويز she said that it's a tool وشنو هو tools زعما the aliens جو to give us a tool an understanding of their language because هما of course since time is not linear for them على بالهم وش كاين in the future if you want to call it that I guess trying to rationalize that concept in our understanding of time And so Joe Zamalard to give a gift or a tool to humans, which is a non-linear understanding of language and thus time.
And that was a great gift. That was
a fucking awesome gift, right?
Because at the end of the movie, Louise wrote a book. Call the universal language. عباك على سديجا قبل هذيك إما تخيلي how think of how a lot of our problems, a lot of our conflicts, سواء personal, سواء on a country level, سواء شعف regional, wherever. It's because of language. بسبب اللغة. Because when you since the beginning of time, because even if you are speaking the same language, at the end of the day, what language is, it's I have a thought, a raw thought in my mind, that I am expressing through language. It's coming to life through language. It's a misunderstanding could easily happen because I can never be 100% accurate in expressing, you know, my raw thought or my raw emotion.
Yeah.
It's a, that's a, that was, a, it just made so much sense that if we are going to meet aliens, it doesn't have to be, but it just makes sense. Haka, supernatural intelligence, the thing that they have that it has the most value for us would be maybe that's what maybe either their science or their language and that's how that's why there was a debate between the two people who were chosen for the mission
yeah
a physicist one she the, said that Yeah, she said that the fundamental thing of the human experience is language. But I disagree. It's science. And I think that's just fascinating. I don't know. I thought of that. I did not really
think of it.
أنا نقول it's very hard question. I don't know. أنا no, I don't like that. And I've always been a language enthusiast.
Yeah.
Because نقول لك على language مشي برك أنتي زعما تحكي معايا مشي برك أنتي you're using language معايا to communicate. حتى the things that you tell yourself, the way you think, the way you and the way you اسمه هذه الكلمة دي راحت لي. The way you dismantle ideas and comprehend dissect. Them in your mind, dissect. I hate it, that's the word. You do that through language. So if you don't speak any language, would you be able to think?
Of course. Of course not, I mean. Of course not. This is sorry. Oh my God, I'm really sick, aren't I? It's fever. I mean this is درس في الفلسفة, isn't it? Like اللغة والفكر and like, you know, علاقتهم like محدودية الفكر when it comes to language. And I guess some كاين مدرسة اللي تأمن باللي الفكر ما يقدرش, اللغة ما تقدرش تستوعب الفكر. And مدرسة واحدة أخرى that thinks بلي there is no way to think of things that don't exist in a language. And I guess this movie is more of هاد المدرسة اللي تقول, you know, your thinking is really based on your language. And so كي تعلم لغة واحدة أخرى, your brain will be rewired. And I mean, your thinking will change. So it could improve or not, but your thinking will change.
Saha, do you think we can think without language?
Do I think we can think without language? No, I don't think that's possible.
صح حسقسك سؤال. أنت يا when you think, how do you think? It's a weird question. صح, it's very interesting if you.
In what language? زعما نخمم.
لا لا مشي in what language. دونك لك مثلا تك مثال. Because one time we had this conversation, it was very weirdly interesting.
It is weirdly interesting.
Some people, when I thought of it, I was like, no, this is actually very interesting because sometimes when I think in a conversation format. Without, مشي شرط مع روحي. I mean, like even it could be with someone else, but doesn't matter who the person is. It matters what matters is the conversation. As if I'm talking with myself here. Yeah. At the end of the day, I'm talking to myself. بصحة, in a conversation format, maybe there are, I think, not only this, بصحة, partially this. Sometimes people think, I don't know, maybe in images or and see, how do you think? That's the question.
Well, I think you think in images if you are as I'm a daydreaming or fantasizing or being nostalgic. I think in images, but I think like sure thinking. أنا صح ندير هذه بزاف تاع نخمم in conversation. شغل نهضر مع روحي, but like it's not really روحي. It's الرأي المخالف تاع روحي. It's weird, but yeah, I do talk to myself a lot and. I like having conversations with myself. It's really hard to think of how you think. I think, well, it's like breathing. You know, ما تخممش كي تكون تتنفس. You just do it and thinking.
Is it like you ask a question and then the other side of the conversation that is still you in your mind would answer and then you build on that? And then the other person comes with a great question.
I really cannot tell. So I think it happens. Uh-huh. I haven't put much thought to it, but probably happens a lot in conversation. So
but
yeah.
Yeah. So on the other side, so that is language. So on the other side, there is science. And science مشي شرط laboratoire وارواح technology. Because science, since the beginning of time, it's observing. It's observing, testing the hypothesis, and concluding. So we الإنسان زعما في وقت من الأوقات بكرينز ما really really long time ago. Even when they did not talk or communicate, they were they experimenting زعما أنا إنسان روح للنار and miss النار it hurts me. Isn't that science? Wouldn't that be close to science?
I couldn't tell, to be honest. I don't want to say yes because I'm not sure. I haven't given it a lot of thought. But yeah, probably you could say that.
Hey, fuck probably. Probably متعاونناش كاع.
I can't give you certainty right now. But going back to the fact اللي زعما language really affects how you think. I think that's so true. هضرنا شوية عليها أنا ويصال كي هضرنا درنا بودكاست عنوان هل تعدد لغات في الجزائر نعمة أو نقمة. And we talked about how because في الجزائر عندنا بزاف لغات نستعملوهم, how this really affects our thinking and our perception of the world. And you cannot deny that عادة عباد اللي يكونوا Arabophones عندهم عقلية specific, عباد اللي يكونوا Francophones عندهم عقلية specific, Anglophones same. And I think it's really fascinating. I think this theory is definitely true. And as someone who's an Anglophone, صح, I'm very close to a Francophone. He always tells me like you're such an you have an Anglo-Saxon understanding of everything. شغل, I am much more. شغل, sometimes يقول يا فايز, and because he has a very romantic brain, because he speaks a language of romance, but I am much more pragmatic, I'm much more direct to نفهم العفايس as they are. يعني نحب أتظاهر بالعمق, or I like to try to be deeper, or more, I عفايس نقرأ بين السطور, but I definitely نحس هذيك the glitch in how we communicate and how we understand each other, just because I'm an Anglophone and he's a Francophone. So it's really fascinating.
So I was having a conversation with Ahmed, the person I work with, who can يحكي لي على the هو Francophone وانا Anglophone هكا. يحكي لي على the type of management that he met in his experience. بس خدم معلي زونغلو مع من هذو ما والآخرين معلي زونغلوفون واللي Francophone. And he noticed that the Francophone زعما في العمل, well, it's not the best thing because they are passionate about bureaucracy or procedures.
Yes.
Or that has its value, but maybe not now, not for him, not for me, for sure. While the Anglophones, I'm the American, this lah, I'm a hadra A/B tested, hadra prototyping, A/B testing, testy, see, شوف خرج عاود وراك الدوار. It's interesting because it's not only, well, it's the thinking. And راحت لها إلى شغل the thinking واحدة, ومن بعد راحت لها حتى management. يتسمى هنا نحكو على entire industries, entire nations, entire governments would be functioning differently.
Yeah.
And I think I got شوية romance ولا شوية poetry in my thinking because of Arabic.
Yes.
Arabic is fascinating.
Yeah.
When I've been speaking Arabic, زعما من قديم الزمان.
أنا نحب
444 بصحة good enough.
Yeah, أنا obviously نحب نقرأ بزاف بالعربية, although ما نقولش باللي نقدر نهضر عربية بيان. I don't know, I make too many mistakes. But the thing about العربية is, and people, I guess, I don't know, but they're really like proud about the fact اللي العربية فيها بزاف لغات, فيها بزاف كلمات. People always be like, I don't know, there's this post, but people always share of like checking كلمات في العربية compared to فرنسي والانجلي, and they're like, yeah, شوفوا العربية فيها بزاف كلمات, that's fascinating. I don't think that's really that fascinating because العربية فيها a lot of synonyms. So sometimes the same thing, you could call it many things, but it's still the same thing that you're describing.
No, I disagree. Because mom's the same thing.
Sometimes they are the same thing, literally.
I don't think so. The reason why you say they are the same, because in Tia Zama Fi Rayik, can love. Okay, it's a one word. You're thinking with your Anglophone mind.
That's me.
In Arabic, I'm not sure Zaman Yigut like Bark what maybe happened with you. So as far as Arabic is concerned, they are not the same word. They are very similar, maybe most probably they represent different levels of that word. For example, there is the word of sadiq. There is a post, there was a post that was that went viral about the many words that describe a friend. بصح مشي كل وحده وحده خليل وحده مانيش عارف وحده نسيتهم بزاف بزاف هاد العشرين بصح كل وحده expresses ولا defines a certain type of a friend احنا in English okay friend friend دور بصح كاين the person that you like to talk to there is the person who you are you deeply connect with there is a person who it's interesting it's fascinating كل وحده كيفاش يتسمى the understand if a person masters ولا has a great Arabic vocabulary it's not a waste of time is you have more words to express yourself more precisely so if two Arabic two people who speak Arabic really that I master it and they are a certain level and they speak with each other the conversation would be more precise and that's the whole point from a language we want a language to be precise because as I said from the beginning the language ولا a language just decodes what we thoughts. Have in our mind the raw thing the thoughts of Allah thoughts and emotions it's about the more precise I am the more precise I am in expressing those the more the better I am in communicating
I do agree.
It's not a waste of time
Yeah. No, I don't think it's a waste of time. I don't know if I said that, but if I said no, I don't think it's a waste of time. Didn't. But I think there is something Al-Arabiya really lacks, which is being... I don't know, because I really... My favorite language, even though I'm an Anglophone, my favorite language is Arabic. I just find it very beautiful. I don't really speak it well because I don't practice it, obviously. This is to all the people who say, how I improve my English. Yeah. You gotta speak it, period. Point blank, period. If you're not speaking it...
If you don't go home.
Voilà.
Don't even try.
Same thing for Arabia, and I just love Arabic. It has a beautiful sound, and it's so emotional. I feel like it expresses feelings in a way that English cannot. When I had a great English literature, and so I know what I'm talking about. I've never read anything as expressive and deep as Arabic, or like ما كاش عارفة تعبر على المشاكل من العربية, and I think that's very beautiful. So I feel like العربية فيها If I'm gonna compare it to English, gain a lot a lack of being practical. That it's very hard in English. It's very hard باش تهضر بزاف وما تقول والو. It's very hard because English is very very practical. وهاد العفسة, it hasn't always been this way, but because it's now the language of science, it's spoken بزاف في business. That English has really evolved into being very precise and very practical, while العربية it's so easy. باش تقول تهضر بزاف بزاف بزاف, but not really say anything. It's such a لغة like كيفاش يقولوا متكلفة in English. I don't know. It's very pretentious in a sense. And I don't know. هاد لفظ ولا من العربية أثرت على الثقافة ولا الثقافة العربية أثرت في اللغة or maybe it's both but that's how
that's
I feel
that's a good question what do you think obviously it's both to an extent بس which one affected the other more الثقافة اللغة ولا اللغة الثقافة hey, voila you need that
طيب دقيقة
دقيقة لكيب سامحونا دقيقة خلوها تخمم دقيقة نورمال
روحوا بنتو روحوا جيبوا فلان
بديروا الصوت بزاف برك ما تطولوش عشان ترقد نورمال
God damn it I don't know I mean I think والله غير I really think it goes both ways or maybe because العقل لا I think العقل or maybe the environment لا don't you think maybe the environment تاع العرب caused the language to be this way no maybe شغل being in الصحراء and being
عباك I'm reading a book
tribes
listen I'm reading a book ما عندوش علاقة باللانجويج specifically بصح the whole it's a huge book it's a big one حصلت فيه زعما قريت بتروح يمشيت 1% the المشكلة الإشكالية اللي سيحلها الأوثر في البوك هي علاش some people some human beings were able to develop, if you may say, more than others, depending on the geographic position. By the way, you say, okay, if you say, I'm not understanding the world, the developed world, the world, 1800, but I say, why did they reach it before? You say, 1100, I don't know, 1000, why? Before the millennium, why? there has always been هكا شو لان advantage يحاول يوصل السورس the actual source الاساس تاع اللي خلى human beings grow separately و at different rates و got affected differently. تسمى هنا Arabic اللي هيك English. It's called
كتاب.
It's called Guns, Steel and Germs.
Guns, Steel and Germs.
Yeah, ولا قلبي الجل الكلمات. بس زعما هذوما ثلاث حاجات. They are three key factors in the change ولا the difference of the development rate of different people from one species. تسمى germs. The access هذه ديجا كورونا فاهم ذا كورونا جا مونديال بصحة في واحد الوقت كان يجي في ريجيون مرض يجي في ريجيون and he argues باللي ذات he argues يعني beautifully scientifically it's a really long book ويا ربي مشيت منه شوية argues باللي germs affect how تقول علاش لي زوروبيان خرجوا لي زوروبيان والميدل ايست ميدل ايست ومانيش عارف الاخرين steel هي when they invented steel and apparently it had massive value in the development and technological development about wars or morat guns dawara maha guns I really recommend it for nerds zama it's not a it's really big and I'm giving up on it بصح it's interesting for the people who are interested
yeah
it's that's a very good question that's very hard to answer
yeah I think Arabic both ways
أو إيه بصح that's the easy answer زعما to which extent يا ثم يجي الحصلة
I really do think it's the most of the time
I agree
most of the big philosophical debates it's really just somewhere in the middle like both sides are right it doesn't have to be either or بصح
إيه بس دقيقة هم على بالهم they know بلي they are both to an extent right وبلي it's in the middle بصح what they are debating for هم فاتوا ذيك المرحلة من بعد ولي to which extent سمع متفاهمين أنا وياك رانا في نفس الصفحة بصح to which where is the limit where is the specific detail that we are disagreeing on for example
yeah
and I think language هي اللي خلقت ال culture the Arabic language هي it's both definitely بصح maybe I would say language had the upper hand because
خلوه يخمم
لانه language شوفي language هي في الاساس زعما كانت symbols هي it is still symbols زعما كنا نرسمه في الكهفك فاهم ها وكذا كذا كذا نسيو نفهموا بعضنا بعض دا ديفلوبا بداو يديفلوباو symbols زادوا بداو يديفلوباو خرجنا حروف اللي هما symbols at the end of the day يتسمى it's more profound than culture جبربي culture جت من بعد جت
Yeah,
and tell us what you think, guys.
Of course, and I do think the environment has a lot to do with it, because we often associate Afsa, we often associate being cold with being logical, which is why I guess in movies when there's a serious scene, it's often cool lighting. And if something is warm, it's more emotional. And perhaps because العرب كانوا في environment سخونة, perhaps that's why they are more emotional in everything they do, really, from their language to their culture. And maybe because الغرب, it's a more cold environment, the الناس are more pragmatic and logical. Have you ever thought of that? I don't know.
No, that's interesting. Yeah, obviously, don't know. So that's an interesting thought.
Yeah.
بس okay, yeah. الفرنش كان عندهم البرد. فرنسا فيها البرد. مش كيما الميدل ايست, obviously.
Yes.
Hmm.
Are you trying to say باللي عندهم البرد بصح it's a romance, they're more romantic.
Yeah, I'm just thinking out loud. بصح لا عندهم هم البرد شوية.
Yeah, they do.
مش كيما الميدل ايست.
Of course, but I mean, had Lafsa goes against my argument, and I said if it's hotter, then people are more, I guess, emotional. But yeah, I guess in the French people or all Romance language speaking people, in their mentality, they are more pragmatic.
بصح true. بصح هي مشي برك when it was created. من بعد جي culture. هنا جي الدور تاع culture to affect the language. لخش من بعد بالصحة, how could the culture affect language if it was not affected, if culture was not affected by language in first place. So أنا وش حبيت نقول بلي at a point of time the French the مع الرينيسانس مع كذا مع الارت واحد واحد الارتستيك ويف اللي جات that was very emotion that was very romantic not you know romance بالمعنى نتاع you know romance مش ذاك romantic love romance was what meant to them
حركة رومانسية yeah.
الحركة الرومانسية as a whole it was it means exaggerating in describing beauty مش شرط exaggerating بصح emphasis on beauty sunset كذا أمورات maybe that also affected the French as people. Well, definitely it did.
Yeah.
But that was affected by language.
Yeah. So, you know, even العرب كانت عندهم had switch. I mean, عندك تقليديين والرومانسيين. I mean, شعراء اللي كانوا بكري, they were so rigid. I mean, شعر كان لازم يكون in two blocks. I don't see شعر يعطونهم بالعربية, هذوك two blocks. ولازم تكون القافية ولازم there's a certain respect of هذيك الكتابة العروضية شغل it was very very limited وشغل there were a lot of rules هادو تقليديين والشعر بكري كان مبني على العقل and feelings did not have a place and then again الحركة الرومانسية تانيك أثرت فيهم وجو عباد كما لك إليا أبو مادي ميخائيل نعيمة who were more romantic and they didn't respect the rules. No, I think they did they respect the rules? I think it was like Nizar Qabbani that didn't
I don't know who that. Definitely there were people who
No, I think Eli Abu Mahdi used to write haduk in blocks. I'm not really sure, I forgot. But I know that they were definitely more romantic, meaning كانوا يهدوا على الطبيعة, كانوا يهدوا على their feelings, there was a lot of symbolism. And so yeah, the switch even happened. So ما نقولوا العرب كانوا emotional كتر, but they also had a lot of logic حتى في الشعر تاعهم.
Yeah, okay, I got you. Yeah, that makes sense. So عندك فكرة the Chinese language ولا the Japanese, how does it feel like? And I have no idea.
You know, البارح I was just living, I was just existing. And I was like, Karanya, you really need to get more interested in Asian countries. And I'm talking like, you know, Chinese culture. Because I'm already obsessed with South Korea. So I need to really learn more, especially على Singapore. Sid, we gotta get on the Singapore train. Because like...
But there are other trains.
The
Chinese man.
First, let's. No, I want to get.
Okay, on. Okay. What's about it?
What's about Singapore is because I don't know if you saw that woman that Joe Rogan had. She's from Singapore. Did you see it? Is it I never remember the names of his guests anyway. But she's from Singapore, and she said like she witnessed Singapore go from a third world country to a first world country. Like it's. They had a huge shift and I really want to like study that. I want to see how it happened. Although I hear Singapore is super strict, like chewing gum is illegal in Singapore. People are like super strict, which I really don't like that as a libertarian, but I really want to study more about Singapore and how they managed to change a lot. But I don't know. Why did you talk about this? You said about China.
You said about the language. If you have an idea about the language of as far as we understood English it's practical, Arabic it's more emotional, and that makes sense to an extent. What about the other languages aka Chinese, the old ones, kima the Arabic, how did it feel like, how does Chinese feel like, is it maybe it's neither practical nor emotional. It's just something else. Maybe we don't even have a word for that.
Yeah, I would assume.
Go ahead. This is another idea.
No, I just want to say this. I would assume Chinese is very wise. I don't know why they just come off as people. Obviously, it's such an ancient civilization, and they have. I hear a lot about like Chinese proverbs and stuff. So I would assume that it's a language that has a lot of wisdom in it for some reason.
I would assume that it's very collective as well as a language.
على حسب their culture.
يعني احسن غير كولتر. يا كنت نشوف في واحد اي ستارتد ذا شو يسترداي كان واحد اشتي جروب تاع ويصال والله انا ام انجوين ات سم تايمز
مكريزي هذا الجروب
نو ذير ار ذير ار سمارت بيبل ذير ار فيري سمارت بيبل ذير اي يسترداي سم ون ريكومندد ا شو ا نتفليكس انيميشن شو اتس كولد ذا ميد نايت جوسبل اي لافد ات اتس اتس فيري فيري انترتيننج and very very informative. على كل حال one of the episodes يحكي على someone talking to someone else على the Chinese philosophy مشي برك language philosophy و religion و how they approach God or how they perceive God Plato how they perceive God how they perceive religion how أمورات وقال له ذم زعما two Americans قالوا باللي زعما it's maybe for an American. نقولوا مام ألجيريا. روحوا لألجيريا. روحوا. هنا ده example شباب. زعما an Algerian talking to an Algerian. It makes sense for us. It's easier for us to fall into the trap. الفخ وين نقولوا باللي زعما this religion, the way we are doing things now, the way we perceive things, our understanding of what God is, هي الصحيحة. زعما we tend to do that because رانا في الجزائري ملي كبرنا نجي ملي كبرنا ملي نزلنا literally the first thing that we saw supported ولا helped in building a certain framework واحد الطريق واحد الوجهة نظر واحد طريقة رؤية للأمور
yeah.
that fits this Chinese for a person to understand their perception before agreeing or disagreeing or saying anything You need to, it's very hard to truly see things from their perspective and what their perception of God is and how it does make sense and how they perceive religion and approach religion and approach each other and how all that affects their daily life or personal life. Yeah. Very interesting. شو خلاتني نفكر وكأنه زعما, you need to travel, man.
Yeah.
Because you... wherever you are seeing things from your perception. اللي, that's it's all of it has been cultivated here.
Yeah.
بصح, life is not here. Life is yeah. here and there and there and there.
Yeah.
Well, they see life differently.
Yeah. And obviously I think language also plays a big, big part. Language plays a big part. I guess في العالم اللي انا عايشين فيه دوكا because internet, you know, gives you access to many things. And I think Lucan, you know, the big chunk of the internet is in English. Or English is by far the most dominant language on internet. And so you often see someone who is, I guess, someone who is, who grew up an Anglophone or just had a more like Anglophone presence online. Honestly, it's بعقلي to different. And, I think it's really fascinating, and Arabic unfortunately has perhaps no presence online. And حضرت عليها دي ديجا the accessibility to information. And like you said, it's not just about having access; it's also about just thinking and how your brain is wired, which takes us back to the linguist theory that we were talking about. Is not being able to talk about things. بالعربية. I mean, can certain things that عباد هادو بالعربية don't even know exist. It's really insane. I would do
For
more.
For example.
I would do more research to give examples, but I don't have any. خمم معايا. What do you think? Something that you've never heard about in Arabic?
Maybe intuition.
جاك على intuition تايا.
بس نقولك على إيش نقولك على.
بس كان على intuition بالعربية.
I'm sure there is, بصح it wouldn't. قول لك عطيك example آخر. I'm sure there is, بصح زعما it doesn't mean as much. I would say. For example, مثال آخر. زعما when a word هذيك شغلة شوية سطحية. زعما entrepreneurship, being an entrepreneur. شغل خرجت الكلمة in English. ماشي what it means currently. Entrepreneur, business,
هي entre متى دخله.
متفهمين بس زعما ذا
oh my god it... you don't know the اسمه the video تاع نايا مصالحي
لا نسيت هاو فكرتيني فيها انا زعما
that was so funny that video that was hilarious oh my god
that was sad
No, that was iconic. I'm so sorry. Naima Salhi is so underrated. She's an icon. Go ahead.
Okay. ما نقولش حضرة ماشي شابة خلينا في الموضوع. What was gonna say? Yeah. So yes. Entrepreneur is in what it currently means. It's something related to the Western culture. زعما في الجزائر مش في الجزائر العرب اللغة العربية ما جات زعما ديفلوبي كلمة مقاول زعما ترجمتها مقاول. It doesn't mean the same thing. It exists. صح. It doesn't mean the same thing.
وش معناتها مقاول؟ I don't know. وش معناتها مقاول؟
هي بكري entrepreneur يقولوا entrepreneur بكري نقول مش عارف 1990 entrepreneur هو مقاول. المقاول هو الإنسان اللي كاين بروجي تاع بنيان. هذاك الإنسان هو شو البروديوسر تاع موفيز، هو اللي يجيب الأكترز ويجيب الدايركتور ويجيب كذا ويجيب المقاول هو اللي يجيب الماشينات الخدامين هو اللي قايم عليها. Yeah, just like in French.
Yeah, in French, that's what
I'll talk about. It took us time to, for 10 years.
Yes.
So if you want to say insan, if you want to refer to entrepreneur, to the Western meaning, or the Western, what it means in the West world, they wouldn't understand you in Arabic as a concept. Some people don't have the access to understand that concept.
Yes.
حتى شغل هذه معناتها كذا وهذه that was entrepreneur. So it shows لأنه language at the same time it's I think it's a living being. ما يجبرك شيء اخترع some of them succeeded and some of them failed. لا it grows as the human it evolves as the human evolves.
Yeah.
And some civilizations are slower than others.
Exactly. I mean, this is the thing, is that the Oxford Dictionary or the English Dictionary, guys, كل عام كان كلمة جديدة يدخلوا فيه. Always, the language is constantly being updated. I'm really not sure وشنو هما الكلمة الجديدة لم يدخلوا في العربية, except if it's كلمة ديجا بلونجلي, وراهيت تكون exactly من الانجلي للعربية. Same thing for French. I'm sure ما كاش كلمة جديدة يدخلوا المعجم الفرنسية. راهم just maybe English words يتقالوا بالفرنسي ولا بالعربية. These languages راهم حابسين فلسطهم. They are not evolving. However, English is evolving. And that really had العفسة تأثر في العباد اللي يهضروا هاد اللغة. Because every year they're learning new words that they did not know before. I'm sure أنا وياك كاين كلمات لي نعرفهم in English today ما كناش نعرفهم 5 years ago because they did not exist. It's usually it's either scientific, I guess, عفايس اكتشفوهم في العلم, or it could be slang, you know,
it starts lit. From that, I think.
Huh?
It starts from that, maybe.
Yeah.
تبدأ في in the street. And بعد it becomes an actual word that that everyone uses. تشوفي زعما I don't think بلي Arabic is not evolving. I think it is evolving. Well, in a slow rate, obviously.
Purely Arabic, لأنه... I doubt.
لا purely Arabic. دونك لك علاش؟ بس في الدنيا هذه زعما ما كاش أنا وانتي برك. This is something that is very very obvious. صح. When I discovered it, I realized بلي it wasn't as obvious as it seemed. Look, أنا وانتي يا we're two people متفاهمين عايشين هنا دايرين بودكاست. صح. There are a lot of people who are completely different who are passionate about different things.
Yes.
What I mean is, there are people who are right now, زعما truly making significant progress in Arabic, in terms of كلغة كزعما قواعد وكذا ك. نقول لك يا when what makes the difference. And I think civilization, أي حضارة مربوطة, زعما بيجي تقول هذه حضارة مليحة ولا عالية ولا ماشي عالية, مربوطة بالإنتاج الفكري تاعهم, الإنتاج obviously. الفكري المعرفي والفني. تسمى what they are producing, تسمى books, art, music and stuff.
Yes.
The Arabs, تسمى that's the way. If you wanna improve a language, if you wanna تعزز المكانة تاع that language in the world, you need to create. تصنع with that language. محتوى فكري علمي فني تسمى research studies ودور. In the Arab region, the Arabic لزارب قاع, there are people who are doing that. Can produce not as much as we would want to see.
Not nearly.
صح, there is. Even content, عبك, even دوكا YouTube content ولا audio whatever content creation in the internet, that's إنتاج فكري ولا معرفي ولا فني. there is a good entertainer, I don't know, Egyptian, for example, that's إنتاج فني. ولا a good movie, ولا a good piece of art, a good, مش عارف أنا, whatever. So there are people who are doing that and it is growing. بصح,
well, I have a question for you. I have a question for you.
عزرع.
في رأيك هاد الconversation اللي درناها دوكا, هل كنا قادرين نديروها بالعربية فقط وتقدر تكون تايا بنفس, I can't even finish the question بالعربية. I want to say as expressive as you have been so far.
شوفي دوك نقول لك هنا كاين هذه النقطه مهمه. انا I don't think we should try. شوفي كاين واحد هذه البودكاست,
لا لا don't tell me if you should try, tell me هل كنت قادر او لا.
It would be different, بصح that's the whole point. I wouldn't do it because obviously the only reason why I'm speaking English right now with you because you and this conversation and the topic and the context for me without even thinking ولا trying جت في بالي باللي this is the right way to do it. بصح maybe with someone else, maybe in another context or situation, Arabic ولا الدرجة would be better. زعما البودكاست مع يوسف it's بالدرجة, زعما purely درجة شوية English. Yeah. I'm not even trying. بصح it has, I don't know, أنا in life that's how I do it. It has to come natural.
وتحس روحك
for it to be real. تحس روحي comfortable always. Yeah.
كي دير بودكاست بالدرجة تحس روحك just as comfortable.
It's different. زعما I'm not less comfortable. I'm not more comfortable. It's just it depends on the topic. It depends on the topic and the person and the. زعما in English, I wouldn't make a lot of jokes. For whatever reason, because of the way I think when I'm speaking English. But no, it's all over the place. For example.
Yes.
So it's a matter of language. Maybe in English, I'm more
pragmatic.
Yeah.
ما بيش ولك شافي بس اخترا هدرنا على هاد لفسة. I'm not gonna give a context, but you said you said, you know, you can't really be comfortable with someone as much as you can be in بزيرية, you know what I mean? I don't know if you're
بصح
إيه, you said no one will understand like your jokes and what you really really mean unless هاد البنادم يهدر بزيرية, you know what I mean?
I agree. Yeah. I agree with myself.
And I would do that too. I think نسحق واحد يهدر زيرية ويهدر English. Because I don't know. I just feel like I can. There are certain things that I only express بزيرية. And
yeah.
Even more things that I literally can only express in English. شو لو كنت تقول لي هاد الفيلم نفهم الواحد غير بالدرجة, it's practically impossible. I couldn't do it. What do you call linguist بالدرجه? What is that? It doesn't even exist بالدرجه. So to a lot of people اللي you know ما يعرفوش هاد الفيز unless they speak Arabic, ديجا تقول لواحد علم لسانيات يقول لك what the fuck is that? To a lot of people, I mean a big chunk of society. But
بس عندي سؤال, اسك هنا المشكل راهو في الكلمة ولا الجملة, الكلمة اللي تقول علم اللسانيات, ولا المشكل راه في هذاك الإنسان العربي اللي ما عندوش واحد ما عندوش رصيد تاع اللغة اللي كبر عليها باش يفهم what that word is. لأنه أنا I think ما جاتش في الكلمة زمان. أنا من قبل ثاني كنت نقول الذكاء العاطفي غريبة, emotional intelligence sounds you know fancy, فاهم؟ بس الأخرى غريبة. بس it's not about it being غريبة, it's about إحنا we didn't make it cool enough. Why hey, emotional intelligence
common.
Is
أنا نحب نقول it's not common. شو سمي لي عالم لسانيات عربي؟
بس it's not really common. المشكل ماشي فيها, المشكل في العرب, في الأشخاص, في individuals.
It's the culture.
It's the culture. Yes, it is the culture.
It's the culture. The culture حتىنا there isn't like a common presence of linguists. Linguistic studies في الثقافة العربية. شغل
هذاك غياب الإنتاج الفكري هذا علمي.
Voilà, في العلم.
لو كان عندنا إنتاج علمي, yeah.
Yeah. And cool. To be specific, linguistics is a science. It's literally it's a science. I studied linguistics, but I did civilization and literature. So ما تخصصش في linguistic, but قريت I guess the basics of linguistics and it's a fucking science dude, it's very difficult.
قولي لي وشنو هما البيزكس, what are the basics هكا, what do we mean by linguistics.
More basically, it's a science, but like what we study, what you study in linguistics is how language is constructed and how you can relate it to fikr. And it's really science and philosophy at the same time. It's incredibly complex. And it's really fascinating.
Tell me more.
About linguistics. Even different, like, I guess, categories of linguistics, can like psychological linguistics, can sociological linguistics, can so like different. I didn't specialize in it, so I don't really know that much. I studied it for like a year, but it really affects so much of how our brain. Our brains are wired, and it's really based on a lot of theories that linguists have tested. It's not it's a really huge science. And kima qult fi thaqafatna al arabiya, it's like non-existent. We pretty much never hear about it. Apparu la wahed qara fransi wala angli wala different language li tkhassas fi lisaniyat wala perhaps tanik lugha al arabiya, but كما قلت لو كان نجي نفهم هذا الفيلم بالجزائريه I could not do it because لسانيات ما تكزيستيش بالدرجه, and that affects our understanding of the world because people don't pay attention to how language is related to how you think. I think the conversation بالك اللي درناها انا وياك دوكا كاينه بجامي يسمعوا بها unless they're interested in language.
بصح المشكله عباك وين راه الاشكاليه هنا نحكي لك from a شغل كسيفيليزيشن برسبكتيف زعما الجزائر ماشي سيفيليزيشن ولا سوسايتي ولا ذا بروبلم الاشكاليه هنا ما جاتش في دوكا انا فرض بسيط زعما I wouldn't blame that person علاش ما يفهموش لسانيات باسكو حاصلين في رواحهم. What I would blame زعما what I put accountable is the person, you know, the elite. في كل مجتمع في كل بلد كاين elite, طبقه شويه هكا رايحة لها في الإليت شوية
نخبة
ولا those people have النخبة مشي شرط زعما بس كحنا النخبة زعما حاجة كبيرة مشي شرط حاجة كبيرة ولا برك زعما واحد المستوى ثقافي معرفي مشي زعما مينيموم. شوفي كينا هذه تسمى those people وعندنا هذه العقلية it's a bad one. أنا I did not realize it in myself زعما بكري زعما it's something quite new, relatively new, which is عندنا واحد الحاجه جايه في الثقافه تاعنا مانيش عارف انا زعما في الفلاديه ماشي فلاديه تاعنا سير بصح عفسه جايه معانا كبرنا بها, وهي انه هما لي زوروبيا ولا هما العالم الغربي وحنا هما خير منا هما احتلونا هما كذا وصوالح تما هما they are better than us. هذه قلت لك عليها مرة اللي فاتت قابلية للاستعمار literally they are better than us. يتسمى وش يصرى هنا هذه الطبقة شوية اللي تكون تفهم شوية تسيبهم مال دي فرانكوفون دي زونغلوفون والإنتاج تاعهم زعما أنا I wouldn't blame anyone who creates in English زعما if that's what you are comfortable with do that. بصح some people don't create in Arabic بس كان واحد resistance to who we are. Yes. مش شرط Arabic ولا قبيلية ولا whatever language is بصح احنا كاحنا there is that resistance وكشغل الناس ما تفهمش عربية يتم انا مش حنديرها بالعربية نديرها بلغة اخرى. That sucks.
I guess maybe sometimes نخمم maybe my target audience ما حش يفهم هاد لفسه وكنقولها بالعربية, you know, because I feel like maybe Arabophones are not really interested in this, and so شغل اللي حيهتم بهاد العفسة عادة يكون أنجلوفون صح نقولها بالانجلي خير. And then I switched, I started, I don't know if you watch my stories, I post much more in Arabic, and that's because I want to make it accessible to even واحد ما يهدرش بالانجلي and try to incorporate هاد ثقافة في عقلنا الجزائري, you know.
Yeah. والدرجة the same thing زعما الدرجة دي maybe in on a lighter level. ثاني زعما هذه شوفي نشتها هذه إشكالية أخرى كبيرة جدا بين الدرجة والعربية. أنا عندي مشكل كين واحدة اللي واحدة صناع محتوى مشي شرط صناع محتوى creators صناع محتوى ولا مام يهضروا in public ولا يديروا training sessions ولا عندهم علاقة مع they talk to a group of people غير يروحوا في هذاك الكونتكست تاع I'm making a video ولا I'm doing a speech يروحوا لها في اللغة العربية وذات كرييتس واحد المشكل ميخليش يكري مشكل وكأنك زعما درت فاساد وراك تهضر بالعربية زعما احنا قاعدين نهضروا بالدارجة يتسمى دارج I speak always بالدارجة زعما لفات لي الواحد يجي يهضر لي باللغة العربية unless they are really good at it and it seems that they are comfortable with زعما خيروها على جال it express they express themselves better مش يمشي يديروا فاساد مش يبانوا
yes.
I don't know what the reason is
I noticed
this go ahead مش كنت نقول بس هذيك هي the idea وصلت
كنت هنقول لك أنا I noticed this in on Algerian TV sometimes you will look هكا زعما a TV show a family قاعدين يهضروا but they say weird things باللغة that we don't say احنا في our everyday life ولا في بلاتو زعما يكونوا قاعدين يقصروا and they have to make everything super Arabic and it sounds so fake and because usually these people don't know how to speak Arabic very well كما قلت تبان مصطنعة وتبان fake and then
يزيدوا عليها
and when you do that even the way you're thinking becomes fake and the way you're delivering your idea becomes less credible somehow I really don't know because you seem like you're forcing it And هذاك نهار خنزق هضرت على I guess she quoted Jordan Peterson and she said being able to express is being able to think and I feel like ديرين كيجو يهضروا ولا ما كانوش excellent في لغة واحدة أخرى زعما عربية فرنسية ولا انجلي they find it hard to think because they don't have the language necessary من جهة and من جهة واحدة أخرى an access to thought and information من جهة واحدة أخرى
Interesting. Yeah.
Should we wrap up? I think we did more than an hour.
We should. Yeah. How okay. was from 0 to 10? How much would you give Arrival? By the way, the girl podcast على Arrival. زعما رحنا لها في language بس هذيك هي زعما.
Who
knows how to communicate with aliens, huh?
Oh, I wanted to mention something that I really liked about the movie, which is she said there was a tribe in Australia. سيومك شافي عليها. And سقساوهم what do you call the animal that jumps and has a pocket and she's like it's kangaroo and then they discovered the kangaroo and I don't understand remember that scene
that was a hilarious one yeah
that was amazing so kangaroo is like shit kangaroo I don't understand and there was another fact which is
but that's not true I was like damn it it would
that's
have
not
been
true.
Awesome.
Well,
yeah she said bad but get low it's not true I did not verify it but yeah get low it's not true
okay but another fact was the name of the daughter which is Hannah and I forgot what she called it but it's a name that you read it كي تقراه من اليمين لليسار ولا من اليسار لليمين it reads the same and that it's Hannah so it's Hannah so if you read it from the other side it still reads Hannah and that's kind of symbolic to the non-linear language and non-linear concept that is a theme of the movie I don't know. I just wanted to mention.
Nice observation.
Yes.
Thank
you. Yeah. هل تعطيه 0 or 10؟ Just because I love Amy Adams.
هذه بش تعلمي مديريش. You don't prejudge.
Eh, voila. Don't be too judgmental. And I don't know. I didn't really dislike it. I was just frustrated. But now I definitely am so thankful that I watched it. And I would give it. 8.5 just because عياني I'm resentful yes
علي عياك نما مو تعطيه أكثر it means it was worth it
والله غير it was worth it guys I hope شفتهم قبل ما سمعتوا podcast if not please go
should
watch
have it. Yeah it's one of the greatest جبل عربي we didn't really spoil it زعما it's
so go watch it guys
خرجنا قام الله خر دوري related
don't listen to me
and it was one of my One of my all-time favorite movies.
Classic. Next time, Sid, وش حنديرو؟ قلنا نديرو فيلم Algerian.
Next time, نديرو an Algerian movie. Yeah, that's
وش قلنا لوراني؟
شوفي عندنا لوراني. وش عندنا options؟ عندنا لوراني. لوراني would be amazing.
قلت لك لوراني كان لتيراس وكاين القنديل. I haven't seen any of them. And يقول لك يعني I'm just suggesting because a lot of people told me these movies are.
ملا نبدأ هكذا نبدأ أنا ما شفتش تالي.
راني بزاف excited باش نديرو Algerian movie حالا.
آه يا خلاص نديرو لوراني متفاهمين.
نديرو لوراني cool cool beans.
Right. Hallelujah shit is going down. you'll know why.
Why?
When you watch the movie, you'll know why.
Okay, I haven't shit watched the movie. Down. Don't spoil it for me. Okay.
Okay. Aya, well, Filaman, thank you very much for listening, guys.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Sid.
Thank you,
Rania. Bye.
See ya.
See ya.